Number 80. Born to be gauche. It is a generality to say that gauche people can't help being awkward. However, a scientific study of the genealogy of the gangly and gawky shows that gaucherie is garnered on from one generation to the next through genes. One of the skills gangling people lack is good taste. They cannot gauge what looks good on them and will wear any old garment, no matter how gaudy or garish. To generalize, they cannot distinguish between a gem and a shiny rock, and will almost always choose the wrong thing. Their clothing choices make them look more like gargoyles than human beings. They often look gaunt because they have no understanding of gastronomy. They can't even garnish a TV dinner, much less generate something tasty from scratch. If they try to cook, they end up with food so garbled nobody could recognize it as something edible. Mostly, they just gape and gawk at food, but their longing gaze doesn't help them get the food into their stomachs. The ones who do figure out how to eat often become gargantuan and develop gastric illnesses such as gastritis. They also have no table manners, eat too quickly, and tend to easily become gaseous. They try to cover up the gasification by becoming garrulous, hoping the conversation will keep people from noticing the smell. However, a pound of gardenias wouldn't even do the trick, and everyone recognizes the true reason for their garrulity. The study also revealed some interesting tales of gauche figures throughout history. One such story, found in a gazette, was that of a sailor who accidentally caused a major outbreak of garland and gangrene among his crew. Nobody is sure how he did it, but it was assumed he was sleeping in the garret rather than steering the ship, and it got off course. Another version of the story says he had a gavel in his gear with which he caused a deep gash on the ship's gazetteer. This so garbled the place names in the book that nobody knew where they were going. Because of this, they were lost at sea, and many people died from the ensuing illnesses. When the engine broke down, everyone agreed that the sailor should walk the gangway. Luckily, at the last minute, he found a generator to restart the ship's engine, and they decided to let him live. Otherwise, we would never have been able to take a gander at this awkward man's life story.